Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today and hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, the phone lines are open, so you can call us at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. How's Mr. Gilbert?
I'm good.
Busy night last night?
Funny you should ask that. Yes, it was a busy night at my house last night.
Was it?
Yeah.
Putting your Christmas decorations up?
No, not at all.
Puppy born?
Puppies born, yes.
Puppies?
How many? Puppies. There was four in total.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So your grand, what do they call it? Grand dog? Something like that?
Great. Yes. Yeah.
All sold? Or do we do a little advertisement here for Steve Gilbert puppy?
I certainly hope they are. And if not, you'll be hearing about that next week.
Well, that's good. Males, females?
I have no idea. I was just...
You were just catching?
No, I wasn't catching. They were in capable hands. So when I got up this morning, I went to check on things. And yeah, there was four new additions in the house. Right. Yeah.
And they're all happy to see you?
They don't even know I exist.
That's good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, Lexi.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, it's great.
She's a good mom.
We'll see. Yes, we'll see how that goes.
Might be the start of
No, I don't think so. Nope.
I thought you might have been at the Knights game, but they lost 7-4.
Oh.
We don't, for some reason, we're not doing well against the U.S. teams this year.
Oh.
We're giving up a lot of goals. So. Wow. But we gave the tickets away, so there was some lucky winner
got to see them.
Was sitting there. Vanessa did draw.
I saw that. And but my team won in Sweden.
Who's that? Detroit?
No. Detroit lost, actually. So that Canadian team had no trouble beating that American team in international waters, I might add, yes.
Well, how many Swedes do you have on the team?
I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, real fan here knows the squad.
There's a few, that's for certain. Yeah, yes, there is a few. Yeah.
Well, it looked like they had a good time. And, I mean, Toronto was the original first Swedes to come over and play in the NHL was because of Toronto.
Yes.
So it's nice of them to go back and support Sweden.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like their curlers.
Willie had his own little entourage there. He had, I think, 50 or 60 tickets that he'd given for that game. Yeah.
And he got a goal and two assists.
Yes.
And so did the old guy.
Yes, the old guy did. Yeah.
He got Mr.
And actually, one of the assists was the game winner when Nylander... Bertuzzi was right in front of the net and kind of put it in the net for the winner.
Good. Glad they won.
Yeah, really.
Have you booked your hotel room for Toronto for the parade, the Stanley Cup parade, You sure? You better get them before the price goes up.
I am absolutely positive. I mean, would it be worth making a small bet in Vegas? Sure, absolutely. Because the odds would be pretty favorable right now.
Well, they have a problem down there with manhole covers flying off and hitting the F1 cars.
Oh, well, that's an issue, right?
So, you know what the solution was? Take all the manhole covers up and put pavement.
What?
Yeah, that's what they did. They tore 40 of them up, filled them with asphalt, packed it down. After the race is over, we'll dig it back out and put the manhole covers back in.
So what, just the speed of the car was just sucking them off?
The tire, the grip was just, and it wasn't grabbing the cover, it was kind of grabbing the ring around the outside.
Oh.
So they normally weld the manhole covers to that ring so the cover can't come off, but it was ripping the piece right out.
That's a lot of force.
Now, this is when you know something's wrong. Because the car that it did it to, it wrecked its engine.
Right.
So they had to put in a new engine. Because they put in a new engine, they moved 10 spots back on the grid.
What?
Yeah. So he finished second in qualifying.
That doesn't seem fair.
Moved back to starting 11th.
But it was
or
their
12th.
Manhole covers that ruined the engine in the first place.
Yeah, that's exactly
well,
right.
That's
yeah.
ridiculous.
So the guy wasn't happy, but he's smiling going, I'm still not happy, but I'm trying to put on a good face.
Yes, you know? Yeah.
I'm going, yeah, you're just trying not to get fined for well, saying something. But that's when you know the rules isn't right.
So. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So I just... They keep you up to speed here of what's going on
Thank
in the
you.
World.
Yeah,
Steve.
Because I'm kind of out. Yeah, I don't really I don't really have time, right? I'm busy.
Really? Really?
Well no, I
had a feeling.
Ever since I got called out for not listening on the radio, I listen to the radio now, okay? Just put it
well,
out.
Well, I
there.
Fill you in every morning.
Well, you do, yes.
I said, didn't you know Dundas Street's closed? I listen.
I don't go down Dundas Street.
But, you know, I listen to Devin every morning.
See,
Taylor.
That's good. But you yeah. see, Google tells me where to go and where I can't go.
Yeah, but I don't need Google. Well, I have a brain. I just need AM 980. To tell me what streets are blocked.
Okay.
And every once in a while, I call in to one and say, hey, there's a fire in Talbotville, and, you know, number 4 is blocked. I've called in a couple times.
Have you?
To give them the...
Boy, that's really, really good of you,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Except he says, so, is there really a fire going on? I don't know. There's just trucks there.
So are you trying to get a part-time job as an on-the-spot news reporter?
I'm trying, but yeah. I'm not a good news reporter.
You have to learn to use that phone, right? Because you're going to have to tape a selfie while you're talking so that they can, you know, they can...
Yeah, I don't take good selfies.
They can play that in unless they're gonna tap you in and just do you live over the phone.
Yeah, no, I don't think that would be a good thing to do.
Well...
So, I got to say that I'm the producer for The Devin Show.
Yes.
And... He's right. He calls and tell me, Juan, we have a closed seer. We do this. We do that. Like, oh, okay. Thank you, Peter. Back to you, Devin.
Yeah. I try.
Wow.
I know. Wow. I know what it's like when you forget and you drive and you go, oh, it's still closed.
And right. Then so then you give the update. You give yep. the traffic update That's by right. Peter Inch. So. Wow. Okay. Good to know.
So. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Traffic Show. No, but presented by Peter Inch and Associates, Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
Did people actually hear me screaming? Did they?
Well, you almost hit your head on the window.
Did they hear me? Did they hear me scream? Because screaming was going on in my head.
This is perfect.
It's November.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. You know, now when you drive through Byron, when you're coming into Byron,
oh my lord,
your big glow. And
yes,
wonder,
that's
what,
you.
What
yes.
is that glow? And
yeah.
that's my house. With
yeah,
all
that's
my lights.
That's London Hydro celebrating.
Yeah, I hit the. The button at 5:45 in the morning, and the whole street lights up. I don't have to. I think it's sunny every morning when I wake up.
Wow!
So hey. You're gonna have to. Any thoughts? Your first song? Any thoughts of the theme for this?
I don't know. Is it Christmas?
No. Well,
Christmas is coming.
That's one word of it.
It's what it let me think about this. It's 60 days to Christmas.
No, not even close. Going the wrong way.
Oh, by the way, I'm just pulling up the new schedule for curling. I'm just trying to find you. Where are you?
C League.
Oh, C. There you are. Okay, I got you. Okay, first game is you got the late game on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah. Who do I play?
You play Craig Carman.
Craig Carman.
Yep.
Now he owes me one. Because I put him on the ice to play at the Briar.
Oh, so
I brought
you know
him
what?
In as a sub.
I don't think so. He cares about that, Peter. Yeah.
Well, I'll remind him.
Oh,
will
you? Okay.
When
all
we're
right.
shaking hands.
Okay.
Now, right. how many ends do we play at a late game?
You only play 6.
Yeah. We say to the team, listen, I'm old. I got to get home and get to bed. Yeah. We just play 6 ends, win or lose.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Dan will, Mr. the Godfather of Plumbing.
And
be in there playing.
And we play Mr. Squires first game.
Mr. Squires.
Yes. So, we have to play well. Even though he's got a young team, He's a force to be reckoned with. So
yeah, he makes shots.
He makes a lot of shots.
Not
actually.
Like me, who misses shots. He makes them.
He makes a lot of them. Yes, and even the difficult ones he calls. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he'll call like an angle raise double.
Yeah, he's kind of like playing. He's kind of like playing Scott. Yeah.
Yep. Well, and we should congratulate.
Yes.
Team McDonald, sponsored by
Peter Inch and Associates.
They went out to the Canadian Mixed Championship in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, lost going to the final by an inch.
Yeah, for a measurement done. They go to the bronze medal game.
Win the bronze.
But they come home with bronze.
Yes.
And I gave them a round of applause.
Yeah, you started that when they came into the club. Yeah.
And everybody's looking at me going, why are you clapping? I'm going, come on, people.
Yeah.
We got a bronze medalist.
Be aware. Be aware of your surroundings.
So congratulations, Laura, Scott, Lori, and Matt.
Yes.
So they had a good time. Looked like they enjoyed it.
They did.
And there were some good players out there.
There were.
Not easy.
Yeah.
Colleen Jones.
Yeah. Out of
Jamie Cooey.
Yes. So, not a good players.
There was a lot out there. Now, I got a question came in.
All right.
It came in late. Came in this morning.
Oh.
It said, since the temperature changed, my thermostat says 23, but the house still feels cold.
Hmm. Well, I mean, a lot can be going on with that. I mean, it's cold outside. So, I mean, we do take a time to acclimate to the weather. So, although the temperature does say 23, it could just be that you're feeling the cold now where you haven't before. It's a bit of a change. It could be a little bit, maybe the humidity is just a little bit different in the house now because it got so cold, and maybe you're not feeling that cozy warmth because maybe the humidity dropped and you didn't turn your humidifier on. It's just one of those things. It's acclimation. It'll turn around for you.
Because it's got to warm up the clothes. It's got to warm up the carpet. It's got to warm up the bedding. It's got to warm everything up. And like you say, humidity, because like in the summer, they say it's 33, but with the Humidex, it feels 40. Well, now it's 23, but with the Humidex, it really feels 20 because the temperature, the humidity isn't in that air. Yeah. So might go down, change your humidifier pad, put a new one
in. If you haven't done that yet, it's important to do that.
Make sure that the damper's open from summer to winter.
Yep. Make sure that the valve is on so that there's actually water that will turn on and run in through the pad.
Yeah, and you might, if you turn it on for the first time.
Yeah, don't turn it on full.
And you may go down and check it in 15, 20 minutes.
See if it's actually not leaking someplace.
Right, because we've had a couple of floods.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you don't change the pad, it's going to leak.
Yeah, because it just calcifies.
The water can't go through it. So
it's like a rock.
It is.
The water rolls over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's your first, and that was a late morning question.
Okay.
Came in late.
Who sent that one in to you?
I'd have to pull up my email, but.
Okay.
And you know how difficult that is when I'm trying to do the show and you're just sitting there relaxed and, you know, I've got all the papers in front of me. Got to keep this thing going and checking the time.
Yeah, keep the train moving down the track. Yes, that's right. Engineer Pete.
So let's get to another question.
Absolutely. Here. Let's go.
Does closing the vents in certain rooms help to heat the house?
All right. It's a trick question. Closing the vents, I mean, your house is designed that the inside is warm and or cool, depending on what season we're in. But we're in the winter now. So your house is designed that the outside walls have got insulation on them. The inside walls do not. So keep that in mind. You think you're doing yourself a favor by shutting down a register just to save energy? You're not saving anything. I mean, the house is designed to heat. So, I mean, leave that register open, because if you close it, then you're actually going to allow that room will get cold. And now that cold's going to move inward, and it's actually going to start coming through the inside walls. And that's, you don't want that. I mean, the house was designed to work with being insulated. So leave the registers open, let your system work, and it'll be better for you. I mean, if you had an electrically heated home, then sure, you can isolate a room if you had a baseboard that you just want to turn down that'll save you some money. But not forced air, gas, or forced, it doesn't work that way.
And if you close too many vents, it can overheat that furnace.
Can, yeah, because it can't get rid of enough air.
And so, then it will cut off on safeties and a whole bunch of problems.
Yeah, and with these new heat pumps, I've been having conversations with clients just because with a heat pump, we don't want you to set the temperature back. We want you to find your temperature and just kind of set it and forget it. And then that's going to be the best way for that heat pump to operate. But some people say, well, I like to sleep when it's cooler in my bedroom. Well, that's fine. I said, then you can adjust that register down and that will make that room cooler. But I mean, don't really try not to adjust the thermostat too much on these heat pumps, because the most efficient way to run them is to find one temperature and just let it go.
So remember, the phone lines are open. You can give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. Now, this next question is not Vanessa's reminder of the day. That will be coming up at some point. But this is it better to have the temperature at a constant setting, kind of what you were talking about, or do what Vanessa likes and have it at 21 during the day and 18 at night?
Okay, so I'm just gonna say it depends on what heating system you have in your home these days. If you've got a forced air gas furnace, sure, you can do that. The thermostats these days are smart enough to understand that you can, when you set it back, if you want it warm at 7 o'clock in the morning, that furnace may start turning on at 5. To get it warm by 7. It's built into them in the logic of them. If you have a new heat pump, though, so if you've got a new hybrid heat pump system or an all-electric heat pump system, find your temperature, set it, and just leave it, because that's not what we want to do, because you'll use more energy that way than you will by setting it back. So find your temperature on a heat pump, find your temperature, set it, and forget it. If you have a gas furnace, you can pretty much... If you've got a gas furnace only, you can pretty much run it the way you want to run it. Because the same thing goes for hot water boilers. Hot water boilers, you want to find your temperature and you want to set it and you want to leave it alone. It's the same thing. It's all about heat recovery, how much time it takes to get the heat back on in the house. So it's better, in this case, find your temperature, set it, and leave it.
Now, what do you, it's a very important day today. So what are you doing tonight?
It's a very important day today.
Yes, it is.
It's November the what? 18th?
18th.
What's so important about November 18th?
Santa Claus Parade, Steve. Santa Claus coming down. You know, are you going to be downtown here? You know, be out there cheering, waving?
No.
You know,
no,
6 I'm, o'clock tonight.
No, I'm not, actually.
You're not,
no,
you're not gonna be
no
there.
I'm not. No, no. I don't know when the Santa Claus Parade is in St. Thomas.
Yeah, I don't know. But Santa will tell me today, and then I'll be
will
able
he?
To inform you next
Cause
week.
Because he'll tell you that he'll be in St. Thomas on this date.
Yeah.
I see. So yeah. You're coming down, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to be down seeing the parade.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm catching it
okay,
at the early
okay.
start.
Okay, any listener that sees Peter Inch... At the Santa Claus parade.
Take a selfie.
I want a picture. Yes, yeah. Please. And show me that. Yeah, just show me that.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to need to see that.
Everybody will be looking. I'll be wearing a black jacket. I'll give them
Oh, that's up. Incognito. Right,
I'll have
yes.
my Peter Inch Associates toucan.
Will you?
Yep.
Because that stands out.
Yep. So it has yellow on it. It's like the Swedes. But you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun.
So I'm going to go out on a limb here. These are songs that you, Christmas songs you listen to on the way to the curling club.
No. Who's that singer?
Paul McCartney.
No, that was the first one.
Okay, sorry.
Who was that one? John Lennon.
Okay. It was the Beatles. The Beatles' Christmas.
That's there.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to lead you down the road, but.
Most times, because I don't know how your mind works sometimes.
Beatle Christmas songs.
The last thing that you said about, you know, Santa's coming to town. I mean, is Buddy the Elf your favorite movie?
No.
Oh, it should be.
You know what my favorite movie is?
White Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. White Christmas. And Jack Frost.
Oh, Jack Frost.
Now, not the cartoon one.
Oh.
The one where, you know, the band guy dies, falls off the mountain, dies, comes back as a snowman.
Okay.
You know.
I mean, but do you like, have you seen Buddy the Elf?
Yeah, I've seen Buddy the Elf.
But, I mean, you actually almost said the same sort of, and the same enthusiasm that he said when he said, Santa! Santa's coming to town!
Yeah,
right, okay.
You should see all the kids, a smile on their face.
I'm looking at your smile right now because Christmas is obvious your favorite time of year.
And what do you think the theme of the parade is this year?
Well, I think it's going to be about Christmas, isn't it?
No, Christmas lights extravaganza.
That's
unbelievable.
Lights. I see.
Yeah.
And does Victoria Park get lit tonight?
No.
Oh, when's that?
That'll be probably for a weekend in December.
I see.
Maybe one day they'll invite me to push the button.
Well, you know, maybe the mayor will do that for you, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
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 Not likely.
What?
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you are about to listen to our reminder of the day.
Wow.
We got Vanessa's reminder of the day. It says, what's the number one cause for HVAC systems failure?
There's a few things going through my head right now. I'm going to say...
Really? I couldn't. It looked just empty when I look.
Wow. I was thinking either failed ignition, so an igniter problem, or maybe a plug vent. Those are the things that kind of jumped to mind.
It is a dirty air filter.
Oh, look at that.
A dirty filter restricts airflow, and the results strains burners out and motors and overheats the system.
Do you need your glasses?
Yeah, I do. And ultimately causes it to fail.
Wow.
Oh, the Vanessa's reminder of the day?
Change your filter.
Change your filter.
Okay.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Look at that.
Look at
that.
She's starting to get it.
She is. And she provided you with the answer as well.
She's really starting to get it. Now, we got another question that came in. Said, are windows sweat in the winter? What can I do to fix this?
Well, the easiest way is just to open them, but that's not really good to do in the wintertime. It's because, I mean, you've got too much moisture in your house. So it may be a newer house because they usually have a moisture problem, Really, there's too much moisture in the house, and the house can't breathe. So what you need to do, or maybe you bought shutters, and you put those shutters on, or you've got heavy blinds or something. Air has to get to the window. It's designed that way. So if you've got blinds, you need to lift them up a little bit, just an inch or two, just so the air can actually get to the glass. If you've got shutters, you should just kind of open those shutters a little bit, just so air can travel through. Or, I mean, those are some simple things. You can put in ventilation, which is what we call HR or ERV, and it's a way of bringing fresh, dry air from outside into the house and exchange the moist, stale air from inside. So those are systems that we use, that we recommend. But ultimately, we have to come to your house first and have a look at it so we can determine why you've got moisture on your windows. And then we can make recommendations for you. And it could just be because you've got shutters. And if we would just simply tell you that that's part of the issue.
Well, and it can be, you know, you had old leaky windows and you replace them with new tight windows.
Mm-hmm.
And your house slowly becomes tighter and tighter and tighter as we do these things to improve the efficiency.
Right.
So we need to come out. Now, this next one kind of ties in, or is there something on your phone there more important at this moment in time?
There's always something important on my phone.
Says, when we're cooking fish or fried food,
right,
the smell seems to linger for days. Is there something we can do with our airflow to help clear out the smell sooner?
So I would hope that they've got a range hood exhaust, number one, because that's one issue. If it's just one of the recirculation models, that doesn't really deal with the odors very well. It just kind of recirculates through some filters. But if you're smelling odors in your house for quite some time, or if I walk in a house and I see scented candles and people are burning scented candles just because they don't like the smell of their house, a lot of it has to do with just ventilation. So the house is airtight because maybe they've had some insulation done or just upgrading the house and made it more efficient than it has been in the past. And now you've sealed it all up and now moisture is trapped, odors are trapped. Even if you're using cleansers or something, those are stuck in the house as well. So you really need to deal with that. The best way to deal with it is putting ventilation in. So I spoke about HR and ERVs just previously. So heat recovery ventilation or energy recovery ventilation. Those are just mechanical things that we put downstairs by your furnace, and all it does is exchange air. So we take a liter of air from inside and we exchange it with a liter of air from outside. That'll make your house just smell fresh. So when you open the door, you won't smell those things. The house have a different feel to it. It won't be closed and clammy. It'll actually just feel nice, fresh, and you'll enjoy living in that environment for certain.
Now, you mentioned candles.
Candles.
When candles burn, doesn't matter how clean burning the candles as it is.
You get carbon.
Carbon will show up sometimes on your filter. It will be completely black.
Black, yep.
It will show up around the registers. If you have carpet, the carpet fibers will grab the carbon and it will be black. Around the registers.
Yep.
And the only solution for that is?
Stop burning the scented candles.
Right. Stop burning the candles because there's nothing, there's no filtering system or anything.
It'll get through it, yes. Yep.
But it is, we see it, we get a lot of times where people call in and say, my filter's totally black. What could it be? And I go, do you burn candles? Well, yeah. That's what it is.
Yes.
So,
and the more you burn, the blacker it will be. Yes.
It's like ESP, you know, I have. You burn candles, yes. And we should mention we're still in the Community Votes London 2023. So
right. You
can go to the Peter Inch & Associates Facebook page. You'll have to scroll down a little bit. You'll see the post where we put on there. You can click on it. And you can nominate us in the four categories, which are air conditioning, cleaning and repair, furnace repair and maintenance, gas fitting and piping, and heating and cooling. And they're found in the service category as well as the home builder and contractor category.
Right.
Have you done that today?
I've not done that today.
I did that while I was in the studio. I went in and nominated.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
That's kind of on my list of things when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Steve.
When you turn on the lights at 5:45 and light up the neighborhood, yeah. I can understand why you'd put your sunglasses on and then start doing your community votes.
You know, the other good thing about the lights being so bright?
Hard to say.
I can check and see if there's any leaves have fallen. So I can get them picked up. You know, I'm at 196
You
bags.
Better not be starting that lawnmower at 6 a.m.
No, just, I don't
yes.
do that.
Yeah.
But 196 bags, almost at 200 bags of leaves this year.
Do you pack them or just keep them
fluffy? No, I pack them.
Okay.
Pretty good. And they're drum liners. Like, they're big. They're not the paper bags. They're the big bags because I go to the dump and cut them and dump all the leaves out.
Wow.
So got a whole system going.
Apparently. So.
Should come by and help me one day.
Oh, okay. Remind me next year, okay? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's only four big trees left to drop. They're all the neighbor's trees.
I see, but they all drop in your yard?
If the wind's blowing the right way, they drop in my yard.
Kind of like at my house where I grew up with that Japanese ginkgo tree, remember? Yeah. And it was the last tree in the city to fall. And when it fell all in one day or one evening. Yeah. And when you'd come out and there would be actually 12 inches or 12 inches deep of leaves on the lawn. Yep. And then you had to use a snow shovel to rake those because they're just too heavy. Yeah. It was crazy.
So you're experienced at this.
With ginkgo. Ginkgo only, yeah.
Well, I think it's a ginkgo tree.
I'm pretty sure it's not, yes.
Well, we want to say you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. singing.
Well, he's got to be a Beatle.
Yep, so you got four. You got four opportunities here.
So I got Ringo.
That's Ringo.
Here we go. So that means George is the last one.
Yep, and it's not a Christmas song because I couldn't really find...
George doesn't believe in Christmas?
Yeah, so it's My Sweet Lord.
Okay.
By George, that's what we'll ask. But that was pretty good, Steve. It was a little leading you along, you know, lead you to the water. You were able to come up with who it is. I'll do next week's. I know you. I'll do, even though I won't be here next week. And
I don't know if I want you to do next week.
Yeah, because I'll be cooking breakfast for the great volunteers at St. Thomas Curling Club who helped with the Learn to Curl. I'll be listening. I'll have headphones on.
So you're cooking breakfast. What part of the breakfast are you responsible
for? Probably the eggs. I'll do the scrambled eggs. You know.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Do they?
Or I could do the toast.
Do they know about your cooking skills?
Hey, I'm pretty good at breakfast. You know, hash browns, bacon.
I remember a time that you actually forgot a rack of ribs on your barbecue.
Yeah, I did. I do that once in a while. The neighbors think that the house is on fire as the smoke is pouring
from the ribs. Barbecue. Yes, yes, and they're charred ribs.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, they're just bones left when I finally got up there. Done that on a few.
Right.
Hockey pucks.
Kind of like your hamburgers. Yeah, same sort of thing.
They become a little hockey pucks that you could shoot on the ice.
Yeah, but. With a Calgary Flame on it. That's so appropriate.
That's my team, the Flames. We go up in flames.
Now I'm understanding. Yeah. Now it all comes, it's all becoming clear.
I saw a guy the other day, he had the Atlanta Flames, the A. If you ever look on the assistant captain, the A is the Atlanta Flames logo.
Is that right?
And he had it on him. I'm thinking, why are you wearing it? Shirt, you know, and then I saw another one. I went, okay, what's going on? Well, it was a hockey team that, you know, was something A was their.
Oh, I see. So you were all excited.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of Atlanta Flames fans here.
No, not really. No, sorry.
Now we posted something that got a lot of people confused.
What did we post?
We posted a picture of us cleaning an air conditioner and said, can you run your air conditioner in the fall?
Okay, yes, yes. It would have confused some people, but...
Not me.
Not you.
Didn't confuse me.
And I met someone just like you this past week.
You must have been honored.
I mean, I met the fellow who was fortunate to... get the auction item at
the Country Classic
auction, yes.
Yep, that won the heat pump and furnace
package,
completely installed.
And, he likes it cold in his house as well.
Man, that's we're all charity-hearted people at heart, you know.
Just saying, yes.
And we'll be putting that in, and he'll be comfortable.
He will be, absolutely, yes. So. Yeah. There you go.
So now you're going to answer the question?
What's the question?
Oh, some days I wonder why.
You didn't ask me a question.
The temperature was so mild this week. Is it still okay to run my air conditioner?
Oh, that question. Okay. Well, I mean, air conditioners, if it's 14 degrees outside, you shouldn't be running your air conditioner. But, I mean, if it's 18 and above, sure. Fine, but air conditioners aren't, I mean, you can run them. It's not going to harm them, but there's really no reason to run an air conditioner when it's 14 degrees outside and it's warm in your house. You could open a window.
Unless you have allergies.
There's no allergens around at this point in time in the year. They're gone. The frost has taken care of it.
Have you seen the leaves?
Oh my goodness. If you can inhale a leaf, there's something going on that you need to see a doctor about. I'm just saying.
Well, my allergies were bad this morning when I got a little sniffle.
Then I would check your bedding for dust mites. That's the first place I would go. Not what's going on outside. It was -4 this morning. There are no allergens. I can pull up the pollen report if you want to see right now. There is no pollen in the air.
Okay, we get the point, Steve.
So if you want it cooler in your house when it's 14 degrees outside, I suggest you open a window, but Peter will run his air conditioner anyway.
And Juan, he'll run his air conditioner.
Okay.
See, there's two against
one. You guys belong to a different club. Okay. Anyway, yes.
Now we got to move on to a very important important.
But you have to understand, the oil in an air conditioner compressor at 14 degrees is a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
So if you're going to run your air conditioner at 14 degrees outside, then you need a crankcase heater and a low ambient kit and a freestat installed on your air conditioning system to make it work properly, okay?
And the high-end units have that.
Yes, they do.
They do.
They do.
Now, we got to get to this. We only got a minute here.
Okay.
But there was an announcement on the Greener Home Program.
Yes.
That we better make sure our listeners are aware of.
So we got an announcement on the Greener Home Rebate Program that March 2024 is probably when they'll stop doing the first audits. So really what they're saying at this point in time is it looks like it's forecasting that the program is going to end in the spring of 2024. So keep that in mind. If you're thinking about that rebate, you're better to act sooner than later.
So is the money running out?
No, that's not what was said on the report that they gave us. They don't tell you why. I mean, Enercan's the one that does it, so they don't tell you why. But they said that there's still lots of funds there to use. No idea why the program is going to be. That this is what they state. You don't know though, but they can pull the plug on that program anytime.
So if you're thinking of replacing your furnace, your air conditioner, putting in a heat pump,
now's the time to do it.
You need to react.
Yes,
and it's otherwise by March.
Who knows?
Things could
yes.
be.
Yes, who knows?
So jump on it. Get involved. We can help you walk through the process.
We can, yes.
The auditors aren't under our control.
They're not.
So to get an audit is really up to the auditors. And some of them, the audit has to be done before we can replace
certain
things. So if you have a no heat, that can become a challenge if you're trying to get the audit money and things like that. So again, if your furnace is limping along, now's the time to start looking at it.
Right.
Get it replaced.
Yes.
Well, Steve, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, yes. Always a pleasure.
To have you in the studio with us this morning. Do you know who your guest is next week?
I'll get on that.
You'll get on that. Nothing like leaving it to the last minute.
I don't leave it to the last minute.
Make sure you got to get Vanessa's reminder of the day.
Yes. Well, you'll send me your template because there's a certain flow of production here that I have to follow.
That's correct.
I can't do my own thing.
No.
So then I'll make sure that I get everything. And I know that Juan's going to chime in for Vanessa's reminder of the week. So I'm good. Yeah. I just got to find someone else to sit in this chair while I sit in that chair. Yeah.
Well, there's lots of people who would love to sit in
that
chair.
Oh, yes. I mean, they just, they knock down the doors.
Gilbert.
Absolutely, yes.
They just want to be like you.
Okay. Yes, just like me.
And I notice your lovely shirt you have on is bringing back memories.
Yes, it's kind of a golf maple leaf shirt. Yes,
that we wore down in Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
At Akron when we went down there, Canada against the U.S.
Yes,
we didn't play very well.
No, United States won.
Yeah, United States won big.
Big.
Yeah. But we had fun while we were down
there. We did.
There.
Yes.
And then we played a couple of rounds and we saw the White House.
We did.
The little kind of, what do you call it? House that was like the White House, but it was in Akron, Ohio.
Yes. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
And I hit a house.
Yes, she did hit a house. Yeah, and left a company golf ball in their yard someplace.
I wasn't jumping in to get it.
No.
I was pretending like, no, that wasn't my shot. I didn't hit
it. And then we had a friend who called up and actually pretended to be that homeowner, wanting us to come and do a maintenance on her equipment. Yes.
Right. Yeah. We had lots of fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Yep. So anyways, head down to the Santa Claus Parade, 6 o'clock tonight. Check out. It is a little different route this year because of all the construction, so make sure you check that out. Dress warm. Bring some canned goods for the food bank.
Yes.
You know, there's a toonie toss, so if you got some loose change you can toss in, that would be helpful.
Right.
The Mertens, who are friends of the Inch family, are organizing it as part of it. So
cool.
We always keep our eye on that. And like Steve says, take a selfie if you see me.
Please. And then it'll prove to me that You are actually here. Yeah. And what? I'm surprised you're not going to wear like a Santa hat. Don't you have a...
I don't have a Santa
hat. Don't you have a Peter Hinch & Associates Santa hat? That
no.
It's branded? Yet, but you should get one, right?
Yeah. So when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterhinch.ca. And remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.